Hi. So if I listened to messages from the universe, I probably wouldn't be here today, because I'm not kidding. In the last few days, in three unrelated incidents, my car broke down, my phone died permanently, irreparably, and I had major surgery on my hand. But sometimes reading messages from the universe is not that easy, as this story will maybe illustrate. When I was 20, I was living in Istanbul. This was in 1981, a year after the brutal military coup that resulted in 3 years of heavy martial law. And hundreds of thousands of people were arrested, and some were tortured, both on the right and the left, because it was a kind of Turkish nationalist movement. But I didn't really notice all of that. What I did notice was on every corner, street corner, there was a soldier with a big mitraillette, you know, gun. And also there was a curfew between midnight and 5 a.m. And if you were caught out during curfew, you could be shot on sight legally. We knew this. And while I was there, a couple of people were, tourists were shot down in the Sultan Ahmet Blue Mosque touristy area. Were shot in the back, running, probably stumbling out of, you know, hash bars and opium dens and things that were kind of trendy back then. But the reason that I was in Istanbul is a little, it's another story, but it involves following a French diplomat from Greece. This whole thing was part of a gap year that turned into four, where I was backpacking around the world and getting jobs and picking up lovers when I needed them, both. So here I was in Istanbul, and it through my diplomat friend, I found out that there was an opening at the most exclusive school in town, private school, French, the French consulate school that served the children of diplomats and also the wealthiest of the Turkish elite, for whom French, speaking French was, well, that's the language of diplomacy, so it was more important than English. The position was art teacher, and I draw on the level of a three-year-old. Back then, too. So I conned my way into the job, mostly because I speak French, and I was not Turkish, and the art teacher had suddenly decided to leave her husband a week before the semester began, so I got this job. The school was illegal, but it existed underground, so we were paid in cash, in Turkish lira, totally worthless outside the country. Every 2 weeks, I'd get a big brown paper bag of the lira and carry it home. Wasn't allowed to open a bank account because it wasn't Turkish. It was an odd situation because all the powerful people sent their kids to this school. Anyway, I used to ride my bike back and forth, and the kids would get dropped off by chauffeurs. So I loved Istanbul. It was amazing. It was just, you know, magical, as they say. It was beautiful old mosques, you know, this ancient city, fantastic views with the Bosphorus and the Black Sea, the spice markets, the bazaars, the very friendly people, the cosmopolitan nature of the town, and fantastic food. One day when I was coming home into my funky apartment I had in the cool bohemian neighborhood of Cihangir, which is medieval with twisty streets and big staircases. It's kind of three-dimensional because it would lead down to the Bosphorus Strait. I saw this guy, the most handsome guy I've ever seen in my life, standing at the bottom of the stairs, kicking a ball around. He had dark hair and blue-green eyes, and he tried to chat me up, and I pretended not to care. This went on for a few days. I was coming down every day, like hauling my bike down the stairs, and he began to help me with my bike. And eventually, we engaged and chatted, and I turned into this amazing love affair. We were totally in love. We'd go out in the evenings to the rooftop beer gardens lit by lanterns, to the discotheques, to the nightclubs, and we spent as much time together as we could. It was fantastic, but avoiding curfew. But the academic year was coming to an end. My visa was expiring, and they took visas very seriously. It had to leave the country every few months to get a stamp. And how were we going to stay together? I mean, 1981, no Turks were really allowed to leave the country, let alone a young man of military age. Re-enter French diplomat, who had connections quite high up, and we managed to get a visa for my friend to France that would supersede the restrictions of military government, which was amazing. The problem was that his visa was coming a week after my visa was expiring, so we made a plan that we would meet in France. We'd meet in Paris, and we set a day. We're going to meet on this Friday at noon, picking the most romantic spot we could think of, which was the Eiffel Tower. Now, remember, this is 81. There's no email, there's no cell phones, and in fact, many people in Istanbul, including Cumhur's family, did not have a landline, so the only way of communicating was through the mail. Well, I got on the bus on the day. The bus, yes. I traveled cheap to go to Paris, and somewhere in the middle of Yugoslavia, the bus driver fell asleep, and we had a head-on collision with a car, and the two people in the car were killed, and we were all unhurt, but the bus driver was arrested, and we were just kind of left by the side of the road and told, well, in a few days a bus will come, probably. So I hitchhiked the rest of the way and got to the youth hostel pretty exhausted, discombobulated, you know, out of sorts. But in time to make the meeting, so I went, took metro, got to the Eiffel Tower, and I waited, and he didn't show up. I waited a long time. He didn't come. So I went back, bought a newspaper, got back on the train, and that's when I realized that it was Saturday. I'd missed the day. So I went back the next day, thinking, well, you know, he'll show up. I went back for several days after that. I wrote letters to him, but I never heard from him again. And I don't know whether he gave up because I didn't show up, or whether he never showed up. Maybe he was stopped at the border. Maybe he had just used me to get the visa. I don't know. So I had to do some thinking. And after a few weeks, I thought I read the signs from the universe. I put my backpack on, and I went off on more adventures.